Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Morning. Man, there is a tectonic shift in healthcare. It's a true American crisis. Massive. Angst, massive anxiety, employees pushed to the limit like never before. And man, I speak from experience. I have a significant number of family and friends in healthcare. And I saw the greatest doctors on earth for 2 years at the Hillman Cancer Center, and they saved my life. And I saw their commitment to excellence in life-saving medicine. It ain't just a cliche, it's a fact. And through the pandemic, man, I got friends in the biz, doctors, big shots, ready to snap, saying, Marty, I can't take anymore. I have nurses in the family who have seen more people die than any veteran of any war. Seriously. I have a very close friend who has watched countless COVID patients die of all ages, right in front of him. And he has flat out said to me, man, I'm ready to go. I can't take much more. That being said, a dramatic shortage of nurses. Nurses traveling the country to make $500,000 a year. Are you kidding me? It's happening. And at the end of the day, that morale, that mental health, the personal satisfaction of enjoying your work, and the satisfaction of knowing your employer cares about you has been difficult to find until today. Man, I got this news and I smiled. And it's tough when you're talking about critical care right now and waiting in the ER for 8 hours right now and COVID right now to smile. But UPMC is doing something today that it made me smile. And it makes me gratified to think that the big shots are getting on the field and taking care of their team. I will let John Galley, the Chief Human Resources Officer at UPMC, to make the announcement. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Well, I'm doing well. How are you?
This is what they call in the South big doings. And tell our listeners what you're doing for 92,000 employees, who, by the way, got a pretty cool email at 7 a.m. this morning.
That's right. Actually, we are enhancing our compensation and benefit programs for employees, investing more than $300 million in these programs over the course of the next 6 to 8 months. And we're starting off with a $500 bonus that will be paid toward the end of November for all employees.
They got that at 7 a.m., did they not?
They did. The email went out directly from our CEO, Leslie Davis, at 7 to all employees.
So I got a note, and the first word was, wow. I think that's good, is it not, sir?
Yeah, that is really good. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. UPMC's fundamental mission is service. And as you said, over the last 20 months through this pandemic, our employees, who are the best in the business, have risen to meet every challenge they've faced and to serve our communities during this huge time of need. And this is just a simple way for us to say thank you.
Hey, by the way, John, because you are the chief human resources officer and you have a great rep, my man, I'm preaching to the choir when you know about the anxiety, right? And the COVID stress that employees are feeling. You hear it firsthand, do you not, sir?
We do. I certainly do. It's the most intense that it's been in my career. I've seen us go through difficult cycles in the past, but there's been nothing that approaches what we're going through right now. And it's our frontline caregivers that, as you said, they see it every day. They see life and death struggles, and too often, people who just don't make it through this COVID crisis. But they're there. They're helping everyone and saving as many as we can.
John, the first step is they get a $500 bump in their pay. Bam, right?
Right off the bat, right.
And that's a little sweet, but then you stir in more sugar with other incentives because that's about $50 million, which is pretty damn cool, quite frankly. But John, you mentioned over $300 million package. There's more? Tell us what that is, sir.
Yep, there's a lot more. So our benefits package, we benchmark it regularly. It's already at the top of the market, but we're advancing it even further. There will be no increases to employee contributions, what they pay for health care,
nice,
in 2022. So whatever they paid in 21, they'll pay in 22. No increases to co-pays, deductibles, out-of-pocket maxes, any kind of cost sharing. All of that is going to stay as it was for 21. So that means that we're picking up, UPMC is picking up 100% of the increase in costs from 21 to 22. That'll help stretch their paychecks further. This next one's a big one. We're funding a health reimbursement account, or an HRA, at $1,000 if you have single coverage, or $2,000 for family coverage for employees who make less than about $37.5 a year in salary. That's about $18 an hour. So anyone who makes less than that will have this account funded for them, which basically turns our already very good medical plans into first dollar coverage for them to help make it more affordable for everybody.
You know, people say money isn't everything, but as this nurse who just texted me said, it's a pretty damn good start. And you can't do everything at once, John, but don't you feel as if, because you did say this is the most critical time, you see you had to do something, right?
Yeah, we wanted to do something. We wanted to recognize and just have a way to say thank you. We recognize, again, how hard our employees are working. Everyone is stretched to the point where we just can't find enough nurses in the market right now. So we're doing everything we can to build our pipelines. But in the meantime, people are picking up more shifts. They're working harder than ever. And we want to recognize that. And we've already put in enhanced pay programs to pay them more when they work more. But this is just a way for Leslie, the board, our top management, just to say thank you. I should also say we're increasing our life insurance benefits for all employees, and we're making our coverages more affordable for part-time employees as well. So there's a whole set of benefit changes.
Hey, John, I could argue, and you would probably agree, this is John Galley, by the way, the Chief Human Resources Officer at UPMC. I would argue that a young kid, 24, 2 years experience, I don't care about $500. I'm going out to L.A. I'm going to make $6,000 a week. But, which they are doing as traveling nurses. But I would also argue that the homebodies, the folks who want to stay here, who are here, are going to say, all right, giving us some love. Wouldn't you agree, sir?
I would. You know, the traveling lifestyle is not for everybody. And you're right, people are going around the country making more money, but it's a very different lifestyle, living out of a suitcase, getting assigned here and there, meeting new people, new physicians and others that they just don't know very well. So it could be uncomfortable for a lot of people. But yes, we're doing everything that we can. I should say we're also enhancing our compensation programs. So we're investing heavily in our merit program in 2022 to ensure that our leaders and our managers are better positioned than ever to reward strong performance in 2021. We're aggressively moving our salary structures in 2022. We're making market adjustments for certain clinical roles to make sure that we pay right at the market. And like I said, we enhanced some of our pay programs over the summer and into the fall so that if people pick up more shifts, they're paid more for it. And you'll recall, Marty, we were the first to announce $15 an hour.
That's right.
As the minimum for our urban facilities. Well, that's moving up too. So we're continuing to move that wage up. It's going to $15.75.
Nice.
And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When you couple that with our benefits package, the base salary at $15.75 is almost $33,000 a year. When you couple that with our benefits, the total package is worth about $50,000 now. So we feel like we're providing living wages, and coupled with that benefits package, a good package for everyone. And that's just a starting point at UPMC. We've got career ladders where people can move up from $15 an hour into technical roles. You can really go as far as you want. We've got tuition benefits to help you get there. So,
John Galley, the Chief Human Resources Officer at UPMC, here's my deal with it, ma'am. You knew you had a problem, and I've worked my entire life in various businesses where they don't give a damn. They're pushing a number. It's an actuarial deal. It's not actually a people deal. Mm-hmm. And someone in some boardroom there said, to hell with that. We've got to take care of these people because they're saving lives, and we can't lose them. And I respect and admire that, and I'm proud of what you did, as if you care what I think. But I think it's a great step, and the employees that are texting me agree as well, sir.
Well, thank you, Marty. I appreciate you having us on to be able to tell the story a little bit. We're very pleased with this package, again, just as a way to say thanks and to help recognize the great work that they're doing in the community every day.
John, it's a pleasure, man. It's a hell of a deal, and I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Take care.
Look, you can be as cynical as you want. Knock yourself out. But what they're doing is the right thing, and they didn't have to do it. And putting $500 of love in a paycheck immediately and $350 million more in incentives is a hell of a start. I find it amazing that they step up this way. I think I'd love to hear from some healthcare folks. 866-391-1020. Look, man, there are going to be the cynics out there that say, so what? They've got it. Okay, fine. A lot of people have it. Number two, there are going to be the cynics out there who say, well, they had to do it because people were quitting. Maybe. Maybe it's a bit of self-preservation, but they did it. No one else did it. No one. The major facilities around the country, Mayo Clinic included, Johns Hopkins, they put people on furlough during the pandemic. UPMC didn't. And their plan that you just heard here first, no one else has offered this much. Look, ma'am, there's a massive shortage right now. That's why there are folks waiting 8-9 hours in the ER. That's why nurses and doctors and orderlies, everybody, pushed to the brink. What UPMC is saying, and you heard John Galley say it, and you know because he's the Chief Human Resources Officer that he lives it. It's a crisis, man. People are breaking down. They're ready to snap. They're ready to walk away. When you do this, because I work for a lot of companies, when you do this, whether it's a turkey for Thanksgiving or a gift certificate or a Christmas party, you make a lot of people happy. Look, I remember going to a Christmas party when I worked for NBC in Dallas. Laid out, man. Laid out party. Massive prizes, massive, and drink coupons. And the haters would hate and say, hey, I only gave us two drink coupons. My point, there will always be haters, about 10%, maybe 20 during these times. But by incentivizing your employees, which is what UPMC is doing, with a $350 million package, you make a lot of people believe that they believe in them. You make a lot of people believe that, maybe they do care about us. Maybe they are trying, and they are. And I love it. It will never, ever make everybody happy. And you can't compete with traveling nurses making $6,000 a week. Take home. You can't. But you can take care of the people you have. And this is one hell of a start for 92,000 employees. We'll hear a lot more about the UPMC opportunity. I love the fact that they're doing it. $350 million incentive plan for employees. Starts off with a check, bam, $500 right into your bank account, right into your bank account. Pretty smart. All right, man. As you know, today is election day. Well, most of you don't know. You're too lazy to vote. It's the only thing I can, the only explanation, man. You're too lazy to vote. You don't care who the mayor of Pittsburgh is. You don't care. You don't give a damn. I got to tell you this. You got to prove me wrong here. The best pundits out there say 20 to 25% turnout. 20%, man. And the best pundits out there say in minority districts, in off-presidential year elections, single-digit turnout. And you have a black man running for mayor, a black candidate, Ed Gainey. You also have Tony Moreno running for mayor. He's on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Any better, I'd be in heaven, brother. Life is good.
Hey, man. You know, there's a lot at stake here. We're going to make history, whether it's you or Ed, yet we may only see 20% turnout in the city. Why the hell don't people care to vote, sir? And what can you do to get them out?
I don't know what the thought process is there. We've done everything we've could. We've offered rides. We have teams out at the polls. We're making sure that people get calls to remind them. I don't know, Marty. It's a disinterest right now. I'm feeling it out here. I've been over on the north side, over in Brookline, and there's nobody out here voting. It's stunning.
Stunning. It angers you, doesn't it? Because I know you're passionate as all get-go, man.
Well, I just, you know, we brought everything we could to the table. We did everything that we were supposed to do. We hit all our marks. And, you know, I just want people to know that we worked very hard to get where we're at to represent the city of Pittsburgh. And I really want everybody to come out and vote and one way or the other. You know, they have a chance to make history here, and they need to come participate in Pittsburgh specifically.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of judges, you know, my race here, we're going to make history. It's going to be a big deal. So come out and be a part of it.
Hey, man, the facts are clear. If you don't get big Republican turnout because you're outnumbered at least 8-1 by Democrats, you lose. And you're not seeing anyone vote. That has to get you a little bit, what? Angry,
yeah.
Frustrated,
well,
sad, what?
You know, people are going to just do what they feel in their hearts. I can't be mad at them.
Yeah.
I put out my effort, and that's all I can count on. What makes me mad is areas like there's three polling places in the West End that are not open. There's one in Hazelwood that is not open. There's places where people can't get to vote because they can't get in. That bothers me.
Yeah, but they generally get to that. They always have some snafus and they fix them. The problem's going to be turnout, man. And
yeah, we need to get people out.
By the way, you hustled your butt off in the African-American community. And as I said, Tony, in off-presidential year elections, single digits, don't, of any election, wouldn't this be the one where African-Americans need to vote, sir?
Well, it should be. You know, it's a moment in time that we're probably not going to see again for another 100 years. You know, there's a really good reason for everybody in this city to come out and vote, and it's because there's a very big opportunity here to get what you're looking for in your neighborhood. So whether it be me or my opponent, you should come out and make your voice heard. You know, a lot goes into this. There's a lot of sweat, blood, and tears that happen for the right to vote.
Tony Moreno, hey, you have seen two of your friends die that are police officers, and you knew them both. Now, there's a third one, and I'm not using any names. There's a third one that was just taken off life support and will die. Yet, you sent out a memo yesterday saying, if anyone is fired for refusing the vaccine, if you're elected, you would take them back, rehire them. Man, your friends are dying, man. Why would you do that? Your friends are dying.
I would encourage them to get that shot. What am I going to fire them because they won't get an inoculation? You know, it's not it.
Yeah.
No, I disagree, Marty. We're not tyrants. This is the United States of America. You got to give them the option. I want if you're not vaccinated, I want you to get vaccinated. You get the one shot. You get the double shot.
Well, you're not vaccinated. How could you tell someone to get vaccinated when you're not?
I had COVID.
Over a year ago, Tony. And if you even did, and there isn't a doctor in America that would say you're still immune a year later. There just isn't.
Well, don't question my integrity, Marty.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not questioning anything.
You said if you ever did, I did have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor affirmed it.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're not vaccinated, and you're telling me you've watched friends die. I had this argument with, you know, I have a lot of friends who are cops, and they're very stubborn. And they're dying, man. That doesn't bother you at all?
It does. If you haven't had COVID, you should go get an inoculation. If you have it, go talk to your doctor. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah, but hold on, man. They're not listening. 40% of your brothers and sisters, and by the way, he knows every cop, and most of them love the guy, quite frankly. 40% of them won't get vaccinated, which means more will die. One of your friends, a sergeant, and you know what I'm talking about, will most likely die today.
Yeah, he is. He's a longtime friend.
Well, how can you tell people that you can't order a vaccine? You're saving lives. Saving lives, man.
Well, there's a lot to that, Marty.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of people that get it that die anyways.
No, that's not true. That's not true, Tony. Don't fight with me over this. The data says no. Look, man, we're friends. We are. We go way back here. Hey, man, I've walked the streets with the guy. The guy gives a damn. My man, we met over in Homewood. He's the one that got me involved over there to fix plumbing that no one else would fix. So I'm not questioning anything about Tony's passion or commitment. My only thing about you guys, and I've had so many fights about this with cops, is, man, how can you
Marty,
watch your friend die?
From my, it's not wanting them to die.
Right.
It's giving them their choice.
To die.
How can I possibly make them choose between a career in law enforcement and giving it up because they've made a choice about their physical well-being?
Yeah. Yeah. Tony, good luck today. What's your message to the people of Pittsburgh, sir?
Get out and vote, Pittsburgh. I mean, if you've heard both of us.
Yep.
You know who you want. I'm not going to change any minds right now. Please get out and vote. Show everybody that you care as much as the people who are trying to represent you. Give them that support. They deserve it. These are decisions that are going to be made. Get out and vote. You have time today. They're open till 8 o'clock. Please, Pittsburgh, and get vaccinated. Hey, Marty, I appreciate it, brother. God
bless
you. To you.
Later, man. Go get them.
All right. Bye.
We're friends, but I call out friends, and they call out me. It's called life, man. And I've had, by the way, this was in a big battle last night with one of my closest friends, a big shot in law enforcement about this. It's this crap. It's their choice not to have the vaccine and die? And die. Shane, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Marty?
Yeah, man.
Hey, what would you do with Get Marty?
Thank you.
So I'm an Allegheny County employee.
Nice.
I was just recently denied my religious exemption. I'm trying to get Marty myself. I want to challenge Rich Fitzgerald to a debate on your show.
Nice.
As an Allegheny County employee.
Nice.
That was denied a religious exemption.
Do you have his?
I don't know if you can do it for me.
Sure. Hold on.
Hold on.
I like this idea. Do you have his number? We're gonna grab your phone number. Give me a second. Yeah, I'm gonna put you on hold. Okay. 1 second.
Okay.
I don't mind that at all. All right. I'll grab this other call. I don't mind that. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. It's Marty. Hello.
Marty.
Hey, Gary. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I'm going to be voting for Tony Marino. He lets you have your own choice. He's not trying to take freedom of choice away.
Okay.
It's just a shame how this is all going down with these people. Nurses, doctors, they were rock stars last year.
True.
Now you're throwing them out of the hospital.
No, hold on, man. What are you saying? They're getting a $500 bonus and a $350 million incentive plan from UPMC to stay in the hospital.
Well, why are they escorting all these people out that don't want the vaccine then? The police that don't want the vaccine.
Hold on, but you're lumping them in with health care workers. They're not being mandated yet. They're just not.
Yeah, I just don't understand all these mandates.
But hold on, man. It's a personal thing for me, man. I have friends who are dead from COVID. Dead.
Marty, that's fine. It's your personal choice.
It's not your personal choice because
yes,
you spread. Hold on. You spread COVID to other people, sir. You spread it. So you might want to choose to die, and no one does. No one. But you don't choose to give other people COVID. You just don't. You can't. Man, I am not fighting for the right for cops to die. Not doing it. I'm not. And I'm telling you, man, I was in a knockdown dragout, verbal, with one of my closest friends, a big shot in law enforcement, last night over this. It's our choice. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And guess what? Every single court in the country so far has shot down mandates. Shot them down. Shut down the lawsuits, rather. Said the mandates are cool. And for the guy who called and wants to take on Fitz, they also shot down the religious exemptions, shot them down. In other words, you got to get vaccinated or go home. It's gone as high as the Supreme Court. Folks lost there too. The courts are against you. You're going to have to get vaccinated. And I love it. I really do.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.